perfect song. I love that song. It's called World from Five for Fighting, and it just completely works with the next segment. We're interviewing an author of a new book called Atherton, The House of Power. Now, this is finally something for your children's summer reading list that you can add to the new recycled paper, greener Harry Potter book. Writer Patrick Carman will introduce us to a magical planet reminiscent of our own amazing and magical planet in his new novel. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for inviting me on. I appreciate it.
Now, of those of you who have not heard of Patrick Carman, you've not been reading his books because he is a bestseller author. And one of those series is The Land of Ilion, if I'm pronouncing that. That's a series. He's also an active educator in many ways. He's also a father, and he's a very concerned citizen of the planet. And we welcome you for this latest edition that I understand has a very green theme in an unusual, different, not hitting you over the head kind of way.
Well, when you go to schools, as much as I do, I've been to about 420 schools in the last 3 years, and you're always looking for ways to get them engaged and thinking about, you know, the issues of the day. And this was kind of an accident. I talked to so many people on the road that are concerned about this topic, the green topic, because we travel a lot and we use a lot of gasoline and that sort of thing. And so I think a lot of us as authors and people who go out and do public speaking are thinking about this. And it came to me as an issue about 3 years ago. I was on a tour in a bus. And I was driving all the way from my hometown of Walla Walla, Washington, to New York City. And we didn't take a straight line. We zigzagged all over the place. It took about 4 months. And it was during that trip 3 years ago, as we kept gassing that thing up, that I began to really think about this issue of global warming and start to look into it more. And maybe it was this sort of guilt that got me heading in the right direction.
And whatever the motivator may be. And you're using a different way to reach a whole new audience, younger readers who, you know, may not respond to guilt. Certainly that's not the best way to get people, but I say whatever works. You have an adventure story, though, that has a message. Tell us how you built this character, and they'll have to read it to actually, you know, follow the whole plot line, but what the message is.
Yeah, you know, I'm sort of known for writing books that are very adventurous and mysterious, and so that's the bottom line for me. I want to get kids excited about reading. This particular book, it takes place about 100 years in the future, and the Earth has become this place that I call in my story the dark planet. So it's become so overpopulated, polluted, what have you, that nobody really wants to live there anymore, and out of that future comes this mad scientist, sort of a Dr. Frankenstein kind of a character, and he figures out a way to develop this new sort of orbiting satellite world that goes around the dark planet. He puts people on there, and it's this clean place that he makes, and the story sort of takes off from there. Atherton is this place that he makes.
And it really is answering the question, what if the most dire predictions about climate change actually come to fruition? What then? What do we do?
Yeah. And, you know, I want to just address this very quickly with kids. The whole green theme, I really think it's a lot like, in a strange way, like the Internet, in that kids today that are coming up, I talk about this a lot with adults who don't really get it, but they've never known a world that didn't contain, the kind of technology that they work with. You and I, our parents, even a little younger than that, we remember a time when there were typewriters and we didn't even have computers. And so the world looks very different to young people. And for the first time, this time I've been out touring, I feel like this topic is very on the minds of young people. So kids who are 10 or 11 or 12 are growing up in a world where they've never really known a world without this idea of global warming, and they really are picking up the ball. So I think this next generation is going to make a big impact.
Just a sentence from your promotional materials that I find very provocative. If this scenario ever becomes a reality, our best alternative for the survival of the human race could lie in our ability to create an artificial world, a more perfect environment that we can actually control. There's only one problem. Controlling an entire world is always an iffy proposition and brings with it unexpected and perilous complications. Well put.
Yeah,
we can do better than whoever created all this? I don't think so.
Yeah, my character that creates this is like I said, sort of a Dr. Frankenstein, a little bit of a madman. So it seems sort of normal when it begins, but then this world starts to shift and move, and there are monsters, and there's a lot of fun stuff for kids to explore. So the world doesn't really work out the way that we would have hoped, the new world.
So the cautionary tale is better protect what we have because Lord knows it'll be difficult, if not impossible, to rebuild it.
Absolutely. And what's another interesting thing about this tour is, again, people are just grabbing onto this thing. We've got a group called the Carbon Fund, a great, great organization, and they're going to erase my footprint for the whole tour, which we're going to do for all the tours as we go forward in the future. But they've figured out exactly how many people they think will come to each book signing, how much gas I'm going to use as I fly around, and they're going to erase that as we go, which is great. And then LandPath, which I think is in your area, we're going to do a joint signing where we'll get them over to the schools, and we're going to do some some education for them along with the book signing. So it's just a great opportunity to engage kids in this topic.
How often have you heard children say what I've heard when I've spoken to, and I don't do it nearly as often as you do, but, well, we'll find another planet to live on?
Well, I've never actually heard any children say that.
Oh, my goodness, I have.
Well, I need to talk to those kids more. It's a good idea. Only we could make it work.
Right. Or technology will save us. Of course, that's what the folks in Washington and the White House currently say. Volunteer activities and technology will get us out of this mess. Not quite.
We're going to have to get a lot of people on board. It was pretty fast, I think, to make that work.
So you're saying that you're seeing a whole new green thread going through schools, and that's really exciting, and it is certainly going through our society. And yet, who better than the next generation to really take this on? Although we don't want to, you know, scare them to death. And I always say, even though everyone says it's going to be up to you kids, the next generation, to solve these problems, it is so unfair for, you know, we baby boomers, as bulge in the population who created most of this mess, to just, you know, give it to our kids to work out.
Absolutely. And at the same time, I mean, both of my kids have come home in the last 12 months with pieces of paper from their classes. I have a fourth grader and a sixth grader that they've gone through our house of the checklist that was given to them to try and figure out just how green we really are. And so, which was great for them, and they were able to just sort of see the areas where we could improve.
Mm.
At the same time, I've mentored a lot of young people who are now in college, and, you know, when I talk with them again, they're all telling me, well, gosh, you know, green energy and that sort of thing is really where it's at. College right now. That's a great place to be right now. That's where everybody wants to be. So,
Patrick, we're out of time, but I want to assure you that we're going to be talking about this book, encouraging our listeners, especially parents of younger kids, to pick it up. Not too young, but kids around, what, 10 to 15, would you say it's aimed at?
That's the perfect spot, 10 to 15.
Okay, good luck. The book is called Atherton, The House of Power. It's by the best-selling author Patrick Carman. Three worlds are colliding. Power is shifting. Nothing will ever be the same again.